Lounge around in my lingerie. You better come my way. Written and read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the pairing, Hannibal Lecter, Will Graham. With the tags, cross-dressing, panty kink, and smut. Summary.
Then why don't you take that robe off and show me?
He said in a voice, dark with desire. Will's nervousness showed as he fiddled with the hem of the robe. But he took a deep breath and grabbed the belt, untying it swiftly. Will was a vision. The sheer bra, his nipples erect against the fabric. Hannibal's eyes drifted down to take in the matching silk panties. His mouth went dry at the sight of them, damp from Will's arousal. They were barely big enough to cover all of him. The pink lace on the edges lay against his toned thighs. Or the one where Hannibal buys Will lingerie, and he is excited to wear it. Hannibal had first noticed it when he had brought Will shopping for a new jacket. His old one was threadbare and dirty. There was really no excuse for Will to still be using it. He had taken the other man to an upscale store he frequented.
"Why did you drag me here, Hannibal? Walmart would have been fine," Will said, a mischievous twinkle in his eyes.
He laughed when Hannibal grimaced at the mention of the big box store.
"Something bought from this store will last much longer than something bought at one of your preferred stores," Hannibal insisted.
Will laughed again, easygoing after the great amount of time they had spent together. Hannibal suggested a blue peacoat, and Will looked at it but said, "No, I want something similar to the last one." Hannibal sighed. The last one had been a beige canvas monstrosity. He was determined to get something nicer for Will. When he passed by a rack, Hannibal spotted a brown leather jacket with a similar shape as Will's old one. He picked it up and presented it to the other man.
"Will this do?"
Hannibal asked, knowing that it would. It is to Will's tastes. Something plain and hardy enough for him to wear outside with his dogs. Will took it and tried it on. Hannibal looked at it with a critical eye. It fit him as well as something with that baggy of a cut could. And the brown leather matched his curls. It was wide around the torso and cinched in at the waist, and the brown leather matched his curls. Will moved in it a bit and searched out the pockets in it. He found the two on the front of the jacket easily, and was surprised to find two more inside in the lining.
"Yeah, I like it," Will said,
smiling so fully at Hannibal that his eyes crinkled at the corners. They made their way to the checkout counter. As they moved through the store, they crossed the ladies' section. Will stopped for a moment, cheeks flushed. Hannibal followed his gaze and saw that Will's eyes had drifted to the lingerie. When Will saw Hannibal watching him, he quickly looked away and moved towards the checkout at a quick speed. Hannibal looked back at the baby blue negligee Will was looking at. He took that information and filed it away for future use. It came to mind again while Hannibal was out shopping for himself. His eye was caught by a pretty blue set on a mannequin. It had a floral motif with lace and satin, and the bright blue would contrast against Will's pale skin. He made the decision then and there. He bought it and brought it home in a tasteful box.
"I have a gift for you, Will," Hannibal said as he slid a package from his bag.
The name of a high-end store splashed across the white box in dark blue letters. It was attractive and eye-catching, clearly of high quality. The other man could tell.
"You just got me a new jacket. I don't need anything else, Hannibal,"
Will replied fondly. He grabbed the box, despite his protests. Hannibal watched intently as Will lifted the lid. The blue paper crinkled as Will lifted it out of the way. He gasped, and his entire face dusted with a lovely pink. Will slammed the lid back on the box.
"Hannibal, what is..."
Will trailed off, his words deserted him.
"I saw it, and I thought it would suit you, so I bought it,"
Hannibal said calmly, gaze focused on Will.
"You can't just..."
Will gestured towards the box.
"Buy my partner lingerie,"
Hannibal finished. "I think you'll find that I can." Will hid his face behind his hands and groaned.
"Hannibal, I don't think I can."
Hannibal was disappointed, but he didn't show it.
"Of course, Will. If you change your mind, it will be there."
Hannibal set the box aside on a table in the study. If Will's eyes drifted to it with a hungry look, Hannibal said nothing. Hannibal looked at his watch impatiently. They were going to be late for the opera. He stood in the foyer, waiting for Will to come down the stairs, but the other man was taking an unusually long time to get dressed. Hannibal sighed and ascended the stairs, turning the door handle to go into their room. It was locked. That was unusual. There were no locked doors in their life, whether it be the bathroom or Hannibal's killing theater. Everything between them was open. He knocked, and Will called out, "Just a minute." He sounded anxious. "I'll be out in a second." Nervousness was very normal for Will, but not in a situation like this. He had long gotten over his unease of going with Hannibal to events. In fact, sometimes he missed it. Will, holding his arm needily, looking to him to take over the conversation. These days, when Will was done with an event, he sniped at Hannibal the whole time, although that, too, had its appeal. "Do you need any help?" Hannibal called through the door. Aloud, "No, I'm fine. Just give me a moment," was his answer. Hannibal shrugged and went back down to the foyer. 5 minutes later, Will appeared at the bottom of the stairs.
"You look lovely, Will," Hannibal said, leaning in to kiss him on the cheek.
He was a vision in a white button-up and an emerald-green taffeta suit. His hair was slicked back, and the top two buttons of the shirt were undone. Hannibal almost thought he could see something through the shirt, but it must just be the undershirts Will liked to wear with his suits. Will was unusually flushed, but Hannibal let it be. Whatever it was, he would tell him eventually. That night, when Hannibal was putting his suit away, he noticed the box with the lingerie was not where it had previously sat, on the shelf next to his shoes. He thought of Will, nervous and lagging behind for the opera, thought of what he was probably wearing under his suit. His loins burned as he imagined it. But when Will got in bed, it was in his usual boxers and t-shirt. Hannibal was determined to see Will and what he had gifted him. Hannibal went out determined, and came home with boxes and boxes of gifts. He piled them all on the table, and waited for Will to arrive home. He would see Will in one of them tonight. Hannibal smiled when he heard the door close. "Hannibal?" Will called. "Sorry if I'm not in a good mood. Work was a bitch today." Hannibal grabbed Will's hand and kissed it.
"Then I have something that may make your day a little better."
He led Will into the kitchen, and the other man froze when he saw the boxes.
"Hannibal, you didn't have to do this."
"I want you to be happy, Will,"
Hannibal said, and guided him to the head of the table. Will sat and reached with shaking hands for the nearest box. He opened it slowly and breathed in sharply when he saw what was inside. There was a sheer pink bra with little hearts embroidered on it. Underneath it, a pair of silk underwear with pink lace that matched the trim on the bra. Will's hands ran over them before looking up at Hannibal.
"I noticed the box I bought went missing, so I had to replace it," Hannibal said with a smile.
Will's hands grasped the underwear before relaxing.
"Would you like to try it on?" Hannibal asked.
"I look stupid." Will's muffled voice came from behind the closet door.
"You look stunning,"
Hannibal replied, his voice stern.
"You can't even see it," Will said as he opened the door.
Hannibal was disappointed to see that he was wearing a robe. The blue brought out his eyes, and the silk draped sensuously, but it was decidedly not what Hannibal had asked him to put on. He grasped Will's hips and pulled the younger man towards himself. Will's face was a lovely pink, and when he pushed one shoulder of the robe aside, the color went down his chest. Hannibal groaned at the sight of a lacy pink strap. Will quickly pulled the shoulder back up.
"You look lovely,"
Hannibal murmured as he tilted Will's head to the side and placed a second kiss on his neck.
"You haven't even seen it yet,"
Will gasped. Hannibal stepped back, putting enough space between them for him to take in all of Will.
"Then why don't you take that robe off and show me?"
he said, in a voice dark with desire. Will's nervousness showed as he fiddled with the hem of the robe, but he took a deep breath and grabbed the belt, untying it swiftly. In the sheer bra, his nipples stood erect against the fabric. Hannibal's eyes drifted downwards to take in the matching silk panties. His mouth went dry at the sight of them, damp from Will's arousal. They were barely big enough to cover him. The pink lace on the edges lay against his toned thighs.
You look gorgeous in this, Will,
Hannibal whispered as he came forward and cupped Will's pec. The lines of the bra made them seem bigger than they were. He ran a finger up and under the strap, pulling it down. Will's hand shot out and pulled it back up.
I thought the point of this was for me to actually wear the lingerie, not for you to take it all off right away.
Forgive me, Will. You are right. Your beauty addled me for a moment.
Hannibal turned Will towards the mirror and hooked his chin over Will's shoulder.
Look at you. You're stunning.
Will blushed, and his dick hardened.
You really like this?
He asked.
I do, and if your arousal is any indication, you do as well,
Hannibal said, as he gripped Will's hip and pulled the other man flush against him. Will moaned as Hannibal's hardness rubbed against him.
What do you like about them, Will?
Hannibal asked.
Will groaned. Can't we just...
Then Hannibal reached around and palmed his dick.
I'm waiting for an answer, Will.
Will grumbled something that sounded like, goddamn psychiatrists, then said in a louder voice,
I feel pretty sexy.
Hannibal hummed and kissed his neck.
Soft,
Will said, voice high and thready.
You certainly look sexy,
Hannibal said, running his hand up his sides, cupping his pecs, thumbing at a nipple.
But not soft.
He ran a hand over Will's muscled arm.
Look at you, you magnificent boy, lithe and muscled and looking so pretty.
Will moaned, turned, and pushed Hannibal's blazer to the ground.
Off, off, I need you naked.
Hannibal laughed and replied,
Of course, my darling boy.
Between the two of them, they got him undressed. Will whined as Hannibal took the time to lay his clothes folded over the chair to the side of the door.
Patience, he murmured as he straightened up.
Will was lying spread out on the bed, panties pushed to the side, pumping one finger into his hole. Hannibal growled and stalked to the bed. He leant over Will and devoured his mouth hungrily. When he pulled away, Will gasped before saying,
See something you, like?
Mouth quirked in a tantalizing smirk.
Very much,
Hannibal said, and then leaned down to steal his breath again. Will whimpered when he pulled away.
I see you took the initiative to open yourself up for me,
Hannibal murmured.
So polite. But I think I could do it better, don't you?
He said, as he thrust a finger in alongside Will's. The other man's mouth dropped open, and he groaned long and low.
Fuck! Hannibal!
He cried, grinding himself down on their fingers. Hannibal used his other hand to pull their fingers out together. He ignored Will's whine as he poured more lube onto his fingers. He pushed three fingers inside, stretching Will brutally. Will cried out at the burn, shoving himself down, trying to find a rhythm. Hannibal crooked his fingers and brushed his prostate, and Will spasmed and cursed.
Jesus fuck, Hannibal!
His words were breathy and broken. Hannibal smiled and pressed down on that bundle of nerves again, enjoying the clench of Will's hole around his fingers.
I praise, but you'll find that I am not the Lord's Savior.
Will groaned, and this time it was not from pleasure.
You ass,
he said, and sat up, pushing Hannibal down onto the bed. He swung his hips over Hannibal's and said,
Come on, just...
He grabbed Hannibal's dick and sank down onto it. Hannibal gasped and pulled himself up so he could kiss Will. It was sloppy, hardly even a kiss, but it was wonderful. Then Will lifted himself and fell back down, and they both cursed. Will grabbed onto Hannibal's shoulders and threw his head back as he took his pleasure. Hannibal kissed his neck, hands grasping his ass. Will groaned and tilted himself to a better angle. He wailed when Hannibal's cock hit him just right. Hannibal thrust it up into that hot channel, seeking his release.
My darling boy, he huffed. Look at you now, dressed up so beautifully and taking what you need.
He bit at Will's nipple through the bra.
Such a powerful, gorgeous boy.
Will groaned and his rhythm faltered, and as his orgasm hit him, he leaned forward and clamped his teeth onto Hannibal's shoulder. Hannibal growled and followed soon after. When they both came down and Will released his bite, there was blood there. Hannibal ran a hand through Will's curls and murmured,
Magnificent.
Will hit his face in Hannibal's chest and said,
I don't know what you're talking about. It was just sex.
Hannibal let him hide for a moment and kissed his head. He laid them down and held the other man while their heartbeats slowed.
Hannibal eventually pulled away and left, only to return with a washcloth. He cleaned Will off, and the other man smiled up at him.
"We might have been a little rough with your new present," Hannibal said, running a hand over the bra that was stained with Hannibal's blood. It also had some pulled threads from Hannibal's rough treatment. Will smiled at him softly.
"It's fine. You can just buy me another."
Hannibal climbed into bed and pulled Will close to him, grinning.
"If you wish it, I will do so."
"I do wish," Hannibal said, as he pulled Hannibal down to the bed. Tired as they were, it did not take long for them to fall asleep.